Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, well, you know, God has been so good to us today. I said, we know Dr. Dolores McClendon on the line with us. And she's going to take you to this day. And I know she has a lot to say, but in the meantime, she will now be on our radio. God bless you.
I can't hardly hear you, Dr.
None of that
static in the radio.
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, great. Okay. Praise the living God. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We just thank God again for another night coming and meeting us here at the well. This is truly a blessing that we can come together and declare the word of the Lord. Amen. It's such a wonderful blessing. I am so happy that we're back here tonight in unity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us together again tonight, declaring your word, Father, lifting up the name of Jesus, dear Lord God, thanking you for all things, Father, that you've done and are doing in our life, dear Lord God. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit have his way tonight, dear Lord God. We give glory and honor to your name. Father, we ask you to have your way. Lord, we ask that everyone that's listening receive a word, dear Lord God, and be blessed by it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the living God. Tonight, we want to talk about a guilty conscience and a merciful God. Amen.
My God, a guilty conscience.
And a merciful God. This is something that he had given me. Amen? And so I love it because he directs his the things that he wants to talk about. He just speaks. And I thank God for that. You know, and I thank God for being able to hear his voice. Amen? It's really a blessing to hear from the Lord. It's a privilege, it's a blessing, and I love it. I love it more than life when I can hear from him. Yeah. I know our radio is kind of static in a little bit. I don't know what goes on with it from time to time. I don't know if somebody has their radio up too loud or something. I don't know.
But,
I didn't hear you.
I said, go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord. But we want to talk about tonight, as I said, a guilty conscience and a merciful God, because God is so merciful to us. He is so merciful. His mercy endures forever, and we want to thank him for that. We want to truly thank him. And as I began to get started tonight, he had taken me to 2 Samuel chapter 24, and we're going to begin now because we want to see how merciful God really, really is. You know, we want to look at this thing, and then it brings us back to our own lives, how God has been so merciful to us, because we have said and done some things, we have witnessed some things, we see people and hear people, but God's mercy endures forever, and it's just such a blessing to know just those words. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight in 2 Samuel chapter 24, it said, "And again the anger of the Lord was kindled," mean blazing, "against Israel. And he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the peoples, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God add unto the people how many soever they be, 100-fold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. For why do my lord the king delight in this thing?" David delighted in this thing, numbering the people. He delighted in it. And Joab, he went and asked David, "Why do you delight in this?" And so he said, "Notwithstanding the king word prevail against Joab and against the captain of the host, and Joab and the captain of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And so when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of people unto the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And it says, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. Now, after David had did this, now his conscience began to bother him. His conscience, David's conscience began to bother him. It said, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Sometimes when we do things, especially those who are servants of the Lord, who are friends of God, our conscience won't let us rest. Because we know right from wrong. Our conscience won't let us rest. Amen? We can't even sleep when we know we have done wrong before the Lord. Our conscience won't let us rest. It said, for when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, which is a prophet, seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. He said, choose one of them, that I may do it unto thee. David's sin was pride and ambition and counting the people so that he may, maybe he could glory in the size of his army, his power and defenses. By doing this, he put his faith in the size of his army rather than in God's ability to protect them regardless of their number. And we too sin. We place, sometimes people place money, their security in money, possessions, or the might of the nation or others. And we sin against God. And then we have to come back and repent. Our conscience, David's conscience, got to him because he knew he had done wrong. He knew he had done wrong, and he admitted it. And he told the Lord that he had done wrong before him. So he said, go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad said, came to David, and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or will thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what else I shall return to him that sent me. So David had to give an answer, because he had sinned before the Lord. He had done the thing that wasn't right in his conscience. He knew he had done wrong. So the Lord gave him three choices. Amen? Gave him three choices. Praise God. Because you know what? God is merciful. He didn't have to give him anything. But God is merciful. He is truly merciful. God is merciful. It said, and David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. Amen. David knew that God's mercy was great. So he said, let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to fall into the hand of man. God's mercy can do it forever. Amen. David knew that God's mercy is great. He said, God's mercy is great. Because if you fall in the hand of man, you never know what you're going to get, because we don't always have wise people. Amen? But David said, God, let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. Praise the Lord. Amen? Let us not fall into the hand of man. He said, so the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel for the morning, even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan, even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said unto the angel, said unto the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Hallelujah. He said, it is enough. The Lord stopped it. A lot of times, we see people say and do things repetitively. They keep doing it, and they keep doing it, and they keep doing it. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And some people don't give up. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again without going to God. But David knew if he went to the Lord and he repented because he knew he had done wrong. And that's the same thing that we as people have to do. We have to go back to God and say, Lord, look, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against you. And only you. And allow the Lord's great mercies, his great mercies, that David said. David said, God's mercy is great. His mercies are great. So he said, let me not fall into the hand of man. We don't want to fall into the hand of man, but let God's great mercies fall upon us.
Yes.
Let his great mercies fall upon us. Amen. For a dead conscience don't function or it functions wickedly. A dead conscience. If you got a dead conscience, your conscience, you won't say nothing. You won't go back to God. That's why we see people going on until death, doing the same thing. They never turn around and ask the God of great mercies for forgiveness. He's a merciful God. His mercy can endure forever. So we can turn to him and let him know, Father, we have sinned against you. We have sinned against you. And guess what? Then he does let us fall into the hand of the Lord. His mercies are great, David said.
Mm-hmm.
His mercies are great. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why people's conscience began to bother them, especially those of us who know we have said and done things wrong. We have to go to God and let his great mercies, amen, come upon us. His great mercy. And David knew that. Amen. And even when it said, and when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, because it was going to be destroyed, he had already killed 70,000 men. 70,000 men died. And he said, when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, he was going to destroy it. Amen. Destroy Jerusalem. He said, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. It is enough. He stopped it. His great mercy stopped it. He didn't even let him destroy the whole Jerusalem. He stopped it. The Lord's mercies are great. So when people have done wrong and said wrong, we have to go to God because his mercies are great. David said his mercies are great. And this is what happened. We encounter a lot of people. We come across a lot of people. We talk to a lot of people that have said wrong, that have done wrong, even ourselves. And we can testify how great God's mercies are, because he hasn't punished us to what we deserve. Amen? The things that we have said and done in our life, we went back and God's great mercy fell upon us. Hallelujah. His great mercy for the things that we have said and the things that we have done foolishly, David said, foolishly. Amen? Foolishly, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have done some foolish things. But God's great mercy is keeping us and kept us here. His great mercy.
Great mercy.
Praise God. His great mercy. Amen? And so that's why when we sin, we have to go to God. Even when the Lord explained to Peter that he would deny him, Peter didn't realize it. He said, not me, Lord. Not me. But after the high priest had accused Jesus of blasphemy, Peter began to deny Jesus. He began to deny Jesus until he realized, he remembered the words of the Lord. You remember Jesus' words when he said unto him, before the clock crow three times, thou shalt deny me thrice. And then after Peter denied him thrice, Peter went out and wept bitterly. His conscience got to him because he remembered what the Lord Jesus had spoke to him. Our conscience, especially those of us who walk in the light, our conscience, when we say and we do something wrong, your conscience won't let you rest. It just won't let you rest. Amen? It won't let you rest. And this is the same thing that happens to all of us who have said and done some wrong things. We have to go to God. I'd rather be in the hands of the Lord than in the hands of me. Because David said, his mercies are great. His mercies are great. Amen?
Amen.
God's mercies are great. Praise the Lord.
It says,
how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen? To serve the living God. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience, which means cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? There are many people that have dead works. There are many people who are out of the will of God. There are many people we see when we go out round and about who conscious of dead. They have a dead conscience. They speak of any and everything except the word of God. They have dead conscience because it speaks of the flesh. Amen? But it says here that how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen? To serve a living God. Everybody should want us to serve a living God, a true living God. Amen? And so, and this is what David did. David went back to God and began to say his mercies are great, because David knew he had sinned. He knew he did wrong. He knew it. And a lot of times when people know that they have done wrong, they need to go back to God and let him know, Lord, we have sinned. I was speaking to a lady today, and she stopped me and began to say some of the very things, and I was like, my God, my God. Because people realize that they have sinned and they have to go to God and ask God for a cleansing. Allow the God of great mercies, David said, to begin to purge you from those things that you've said and you've done wrong. And he will do that for us. He will do it. And David expressed that in his word. He knew that God was a God of great mercy. God is a God of great mercy. It said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen? Having washed with pure water. Let us draw near. I'll read that again. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's why we see so much going on in the earth, because people are operating out of a dead conscience. And they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, operating out of a dead conscience. And this is why we come here on the radio and we began to teach about these things, because we want people to know. We want somebody to carry that word out and let others know that God will cleanse you. He will purify you. Purify your heart. Amen? And so when we go out, we tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, how he has cleansed us from those dead works. Dead works. God's mercies endure forever. Your conscience, when you've done wrong, won't let you rest. Those of us who are in Christ, it won't let you rest because you know you have done wrong before God, and you've got to go back and repent because he's a merciful God. David said his great mercies, great. He's a great, merciful God. Out of the things that people have said and done wrong, even people have done us wrong, or said things to us, or done things to us, God's great mercy. So we pray for them. God's great mercy. Amen? His great mercy. And so I thank God tonight for bringing it to our attention, because his mercy endures forever. He's a merciful God. Great
yes,
mercy. David said, I'd rather fall into the hands of the Lord than to fall into the hands of man, because his mercies are great. Hallelujah.
Yes.
His mercies are great. And we are witnesses to that. Because like I said, we have said, all of us, there's none exempt. All of us have said things, have done things. When we were in the world, we had said things and done things, but God's great mercy, his great mercies, David said. And so we are grateful tonight. We're thankful to the Lord for his great mercy, for not allowing us to perish in the foolishness that we have done in the past. Amen? He has not allowed us to perish. His great mercy. Because of many of us could have been gone, many of us, but God's great mercy. So when we're going through some things, just think of God's great mercies over your lives, over your children, because we all have done some wrong things. And then when things come up on us, we come back to God. We have to just glorify him and thank him for whatever is going on, because he's a merciful God. His great mercy, David said. Even if we go through sickness or hell, bad health, whatever we go through, we can give him glory because of his great mercy. Hallelujah. His great mercy. Because we could have been gone. We could have been dead and gone. We could have perished in our foolishness. But he seemed fit to keep us as we came to him and began to say, Lord, forgive us in our foolishness like David did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're great for your great mercies. Hallelujah. And we don't thank him enough for his great mercies. Many of us have been through things in our families, our bodies, our sickness, whatever. But thank God for his great mercies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for his great mercies. Amen. We just give him the glory because we went back to him. Because our conscience, thank God, we are connected to the vine to know that, Lord, we have to come to you. We have to repent because your mercy endures forever. Amen?
Amen.
So we give God glory for that. We thank him for it because it is truly, truly a blessing.
Amen.
It says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And that's what he did for us. He cleansed our conscience from dead works so that we could serve a living God. And here we are.
Yes, indeed.
Here we are, serving a living God. Amen?
Amen.
Here we are, serving a living God. So the Bible said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because nobody but the Lord can do us like that. Nobody.
Nobody.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank him tonight. And we give God the glory.
Amen.
For cleansing our conscience, that we may serve a living God, a living God.
A living
God. Do you want your conscience clean? Because I do. I want my conscience clean. I wanted it clean. And he did it. where I kept going back to God, saying, Lord, help me, cleanse me. And we have to do that. Even now, it's not over. It's not over. We're still serving a living God. We're still serving Him. We're still serving a living God. And we give God the glory. We give Him the glory. Amen?
Amen.
So we ask the Lord that those of us who are listening on the radio tonight, those of us who are listening, we can go to the Word. We can go to God and ask Him, if you haven't asked Him, to cleanse your heart, to cleanse your conscience. Because a lot of times people don't know what to do. They get caught up. They get into things. And they say things and they do things. And we learn that we have to go back to God and we have to repent, because your conscience won't let you rest. I don't know if anybody has been in that situation, but I have, where your conscience won't let you rest, and nobody can cleanse it but Jesus from that very thing that has vexed you, no matter what it is, no matter what it is. And everybody has gone through something, but nobody can cleanse your conscience, hallelujah, like Jesus. Nobody. He can cleanse your conscience from that very thing in your life that has taken hold, that tried to take hold, that very thing. He can cleanse your conscience. He can cleanse your conscience. I'm a witness. Amen? I'm a witness. Because, like I said, we all have said and done some things, but God can cleanse your conscience. The living God, hallelujah, the true living God, can cleanse your conscience. And we give God the glory for that. David said, again, I say, David said, for His mercies are great. And David said, let me fall into the hand of the Lord and not into the hand of man, because His mercies are great. And He will cleanse your conscience when you go through with whatever matter it may be. He will cleanse your conscience. Whatever you're going through or have gone through, God will cleanse your conscience. He will cleanse it. He will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He will do that for you. He will cleanse your conscience. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the living God. I know someone else may have something to say tonight, and we want to give them the opportunity to speak as well, or to testify, or give a testimony, or just to speak or to say something. So we want to give our audience an opportunity. Amen?
Amen. Someone on the line, last phone number is 1729. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, praise the living God. I just thank God tonight, hoping that if someone there, those who may be listening, hope that they heard a word that can help them tonight, because this is what the Lord has been speaking to me. I be around a lot of people, especially in my line of work. I come across a lot of people. And when the Lord began to speak that word to me by the Holy Spirit, I began to thank Him, because I said, Lord, only You. I couldn't have thought of this. A guilty conscience and a merciful God, because He is truly merciful. He is truly merciful. He's truly merciful. And I know that many people, hearts weigh heavy sometimes because of what's on their conscience. There are things that go on that are heavy, and it stays on the mind, on the conscience, and God can cleanse it. All we have to do is go to Him, and He can cleanse you. He can cleanse your conscience. And this is what He's wanting to do tonight, to cleanse your conscience from all those things. Do you know those things can weigh you down? Even though you may not think about it on a daily basis, it is still there, and He can cleanse that. He can cleanse your conscience. He said in His word, He can cleanse it. He can cleanse your conscience from that thing that's been tagging along for a long time, that has been on your mind. It come up every now and then. Hallelujah. It come up every now and then. Here it comes. That very thing that comes up every now and then. God said He can cleanse your conscience.
Amen.
He can. Amen. He can do that for us. So never think of anything that the Lord can't do, even when it that comes up in your conscience that you did way back when we was, the David said, foolishly, when we did some things foolishly. And they weigh on your conscience every now and then. God said he can cleanse you from that very thing if we come to him. He can cleanse that very thing. Oh, hallelujah.
Because,
it will come up every now and then. It will come up. But God is a merciful God. David said he has great mercies. But his mercies are great, David said. And the Lord will cleanse you from that very thing.
Yes.
Amen.
You got a word to say? Go ahead. I heard somebody in the background. You got a word you want to say? Something you want to say?
Well, I was just listening and everything, and I just want to give God the honor for the late, the speaker of the hour, and for Dr. Hunter and everything. And it just reminded me of, like, what I'm reading on right here, like, devotion, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. I'm just reading over Romans and everything. And, you know, devotion and honoring and generosity and, you know, a commitment to unity and peace and everything. And just all this has to do with God, you know, the humility that he went through for us and everything. You know, all that he asked us to do is go to church and pay our tithes and keep his kingdom going and, explore his kingdom with other people. And I mean, he's not asking for a lot, but we owe him everything, but he doesn't ask for much, okay? Because it's not as if we have anything to offer him but bringing him more souls. And so I just, I'm just saying amen to everything that she's saying, because I mean, I don't like to be a dead corpse. No, I don't want to make the devil think that he's got me underneath his feet. I want to be able to attack him. I'm not going to get in a boxing match with him. But if he ever comes up to me and buck me, I won't be able to say, hey, you know, get off of me. He'll know not to approach me no more. And this is why I'm like a talk back church, even though it's on the radio. Talk back radio. Let people know that, hey, God's word is alive. God's word is real. I mean, I remember sometime back in the day where African Americans couldn't even really learn how to read and write. Now we know we can learn how to read and write, and, you know, you'll be thirsty for this word now. We can get our restitution. This is how you get it. Not by being a Christian. You know, and so I'm just saying amen to what she's saying, to God's word.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. That is so true. That is so true. That used to be a time that African Americans couldn't read and write, and now we have a great opportunity, and some won't even, you know, they won't even give God the glory. You know, they won't use this opportunity to serve him and to meditate on his word. That is so true. Thank God for you, woman of God.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things that I will say, if I may say, Dr. Lewis, is that the God we serve is a merciful God. I know in my life, God has been merciful. He has been merciful to me.
Yes.
Beyond my own understanding. He has blessed me to keep me here to do what I'm doing. And all I can say is, I love you, I praise you, I worship you, I thank you. And every day, I must come before him asking for forgiveness.
Yes.
To God. And when
yes.
we come to him, he'll take us directly to the Father. And
yes.
he'll say,
yes.
your word. And that's why, what he did, he gave himself once, eternally. By being purchased and traded by his blood. Even what we're doing on the radio, it's been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I will say this to everybody on the line with me. I thank God for you. Now, here's what the Bible said to Nazareth. Then you will know the truth. When you know the truth, the word says, and the truth will set you free.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. When you know the truth, if you don't know how to read, you can read. You know the truth. I can read. It sets you free to read them. It sets you free to read. And I'm just free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm
Amen.
Not comfortable with the pieces. I'm free at last. No, I'm free. I'm free.
Amen.
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 Amen. And so, anybody out there, has anybody wants to pray for them that needs a healing?
Your phone, Dr. Hunter, I don't know if it's yours.
That's not my phone.
I'm on the
computer.
Oh. Okay, because we can't hardly hear. I can't hardly hear you. It's wavy. It's wavy. Oh. The voice is wavy. Uh-huh.
It's breaking up. It's static.
Okay.
Right. At first we could hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's still wavering. Staticing.
Okay. Anybody else have a word they want to say tonight while we're on the radio station? We're going around the world.
I want to say to my brothers and my sisters out there, you have to stay prayed up. Before you get up in the bed in the morning, you give God the glory. You give him the praise, okay? You praise. When you go and talk to God, those people know you by name. Let God, his angels up there, know you by name, okay? When we go into the church house and all, we turn on the lights, we use the water. Let's keep God's kingdom going. Let's keep God's kingdom flowing. Let's get excited about God's word. Let's just explode it and everything. We want to go out and buy nice clothes and nice shoes to show up to God's kingdom. Well, let's let his house, let's let our inside be as beautiful as our outside. And let's just reach back. If we had something in our closet and everything, let's reach back to a sister or a brother, that we know that, hey, he's homeless, or he just got out of prison, or they just finished with a divorce and need a little help. Let's show them that, hey, we have got Christ inside of us, okay? It doesn't mean, to give everybody that you see. God gave us our mind to reason with and common sense to deal with. And let's just start smiling a little bit more. A hello here, it would be nice and pleasant for someone to listen to. And let's invite someone to the radio. I invite people to church. I invite people here. I invite people there. Okay, let's start that. And if you can, if you feel it in your heart to allow someone in your car to bring them there because, they're on a bus or something, then do so. You let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. And spend an extra 7 minutes just praying. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the same place. It can be in your car, or it can be like when you're at the dinner table, just before you eat the food. No one has to know that's what you're doing. It can be another little solid moment that you have just in your mind. You're just praying. Underneath the blood of Jesus, asking God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, wisdom, guidance, and direction.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is awesome. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank God. Thank you, sister. We thank you for that word. That is awesome. That's so true. That is so true. It is so true. Invite somebody to show up. We have to show ourselves friendly, the Bible says. Show yourself friendly, and invite people, like you say, and smile and let people know, it's not as bad as it seems. Sometimes you can just smile at people. I was telling a young lady, she worked at this place, and every time I go there, she was smiling. So I talked to her one day, and I said, you don't look like you go through anything. She said, oh, yeah, I go through a lot. She said, I just can't help but smile, even though I go through it. And I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I said, for this woman, because when people meet her, she's always smiling. Even she said, I go through a lot, but the smile on her face. I said, you know what? I said, you bring joy to many people just by your smile when they come in, because you never know who else is going through something. But if you can smile, it can sometimes make other people smile as well. So that's just a blessing, a blessing to know. But I can say this, like you said, when you get up in the morning, give God the glory, because you know what? He gives us fresh bread every morning. Every morning. He gives us fresh bread every morning. And I can't thank him enough for waking us up and starting us on our day, giving us fresh baked bread to live by. Being with us, protecting us, guiding us. It's just a blessing from him that his hand is upon us. It's a blessing. It's just a blessing to know him in that way, to be intimate with him, to get up with him in the morning, get up with him during the night, and just give him glory. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thanking the Lord, And I can remember this when all the rain came and everything. The Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me and say, they complain too much. Everything I do, they complain. They don't want me.
They don't want me, so they won't give me any praise. But they can, all they give me is complaints. I said, good God Almighty. You know? When they should be thanking him. He said, because you know what? I made a promise to Noah. He said, I didn't let it flood. We can Noah say. He said, but they won't thank me. So we have to get up and praise him in the morning. Give him some glory, amen, for all he's doing and has done for us. We should want to give him praise, amen. So it's truly, truly a blessing. And I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough for what he has done, what he's about to do. He's just a merciful God, as David said. His great mercy endure forever. Great mercy. The Lord has great mercy for each and every one of us. And it's just truly a blessing to know that we can always go to him, regardless of the situation. We can always call out the name of Jesus. We can always call out his name. There's power in that name. If you just can call out his name. Amen. Call out his name from your heart. And guess what? He will hear you. He will hear you. He will definitely do.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I want to do, Dr. DeLores, with your permission, is that I want to just say in Houston today, we prayed that Mr. Trump wouldn't come to Houston. Well, he couldn't come to Houston. He came in, but he couldn't have a big venue. So what he did, he went on the outskirts and went to Woodlands, Texas. It's here in Houston. You know what a Woodlands are? That's the only thing. Yes.
Trump. Said, who came?
Trump. He came to Houston today. And he got a big thing out there in the Woodlands. And I'm just saying, I'm asking God to have mercy upon the state of Texas, because the man is leading a lot of people by darkness. And they're not seeing it. They're supposed to. And I'm praying for him. I'm not against what he's doing. I'm against what he's standing for.
Right.
Now, you've got a right to say something. But if you're going to put everybody down and you have no respect for the president, but the Bible tells us to have respect for those who are in power.
Amen.
But the man,
amen.
And we just have to pray for them. And Dr. Goes, one thing I want to say is I thank God for your attitude. Meet me at the well. And on a Friday night, a lot of people have to come to the well. Now, the well is a place where you can deposit, you can invent, you can put it right there, because God has shown us, particularly me. Now, I just say, when I went out there, I tried to put it on Facebook. When they have to give me a new book for me to walk. And they have tried to put it on the Facebook. And sometimes, there's always somebody blocking what God wants to do, what you're trying to do. That's why we need to stay in prayer consistently.
Yes.
Consistently. Can't stop praying. Because the enemy is always trying to rob us. He comes to rob, steal, and to destroy. If he destroyed it, what confidence we have, he got it right away more. But I want to say to everybody, as I say in my words, God is so good to me. Now, when you go back to the day, the doctor gave me this, the doctor did this, this, that, and they said, it's going to be all right. You know, I disagree with myself. It's all right. People said, well, do you hurt? And I said, well, hurt is where? Because sometimes when you give in to that hurt, Satan comes in and make that hurt even worse.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah. That's true.
Amen. Until you have come into the fullness of it, what it really means to hurt. And I'm going to tell somebody, nobody knows the pain that I've gone through. Sometimes, but I just say, okay, God, I'm on your team. And you know what? God quieted the pain down. But it's the body fighting against the spirit. The body is fighting against the spirit, because the spirit is saying to my flesh, you're healed. And my flesh is saying, nah. But I keep saying, we're healed. I'm healed.
there, Doctor. Say it. Say it.
Say it.
You're right about it. Somebody needs to hear it. We all need to hear that. Say it.
Amen. And then sometimes when I sit up and I look, there's a tree out in my yard. They say it's dead. Well, we can cut it down. And I've asked my wife, let it stay 1 month. All I want to do is just pray over. If it's not ready, then we'll cut it down. Because I have the faith to believe that we can speak life to that tree.
Amen.
Like Jesus passed along, he said, Lord, did we not pass here a couple of days ago and this tree? But Jesus spoke to that tree because that tree wouldn't live. It wouldn't do what it's supposed to do. But God has given me the same power in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to that tree. And I'm commanding life to flow in that tree.
Hallelujah.
Some people, hallelujah. See,
hallelujah.
The more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm speaking life to come on this radio station. I'm speaking life to come in.
Hallelujah.
Life to come in, Dr. Martin. Life.
Hallelujah.
Life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And life. And life.
Yes.
Is the fruit of what God has for us. Life.
Yes.
Jesus came to He said, I've come to give my life that you might be set free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have come. I have come that you might have life
hallelujah.
And have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah.
I'm believing in God right now. There's a lady I know, some ladies I know need a new car.
Amen.
Whatever be your will, I want to pray in the name of Jesus. If it be your will, it is the will of God through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
As the old man would say, we ain't got to shuck and jive. We got to stay alive because God has a way of bringing it. And God's going to do it. The things I'm praying for. The things that I'm praying for, God is bringing to my life right now. I don't care what nobody says.
Hallelujah.
I'm the biggest fool, but God cannot be a liar. I'm the big liar, but I'm believing
him. We can hear you now, sir.
That's all right.
Go ahead. We can hear you. We can hear you real good. I don't know what you did, but we can hear you real good now.
Oh, praise God. Hey, I guess when I get the Holy Ghost moving in me like never before, and I just want to say, because God has been so good to all of us.
Yes, he has.
And I'm not upset at the Republicans or the Democrats. I want us to be on the same, it's on the platform. We love Jesus Christ. He takes us to the Father. And one thing I've come to find about what God will do, God will never fail us. As he was
saying. Yeah.
Teaching night, Dr. DeLores, and you talk about David. And, hallelujah. And see, God
hallelujah.
Has a way of, no, we've done something wrong.
Amen.
We got to
Amen.
Get it right. We got to get
we
it
got
right.
Got to get it right. Yeah.
Got
yeah.
to get it right.
Hallelujah.
Got to get it right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Got to
hallelujah.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 So I just want to. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we just say thank you. Somebody
thank you,
out there don't have a God on their side, not Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But the enemy of God, if we come against you and declare and decree, you got to release them and let them go. And tonight's that night, Father, we just say thank you for everything you've
thank
done
you.
For us.
Yes,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you for my wife. Thank you for Maury.
Yes,
thank you for my
thank
son.
You.
Thank you for my daughter.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for my grandson. Thank you for my house. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you for the
place. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. And then, Father, we just want to praise you and love you. And just we know that you're God, but beside yourself. We don't care what the world says. You are God all by yourself. And you sit in the heavens and just laugh at the enemies. glory. But you're your son. And because we have the right to sit in heavenly places right now, we just want to thank you. I want to thank you for whatever she needs in the prep time. I touch and agree with Dr. Monica. Anybody that's on a radio station around the world, to the seven continents, we might not speak the same language, but we believe God. And we thank God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah is my prayer. And everybody, I say thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
your name.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And happy Father's Day to everybody that I want to say to. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day. Amen.
Yes. That is truly a blessing. We do wish all the mothers a happy Father's Day. We pray that they can come together with their families, their children, and have an awesome time in Jesus' name. We just thank God for that. Amen. We need many more fathers to step up. We need many more. We're praying and asking the Lord to bless the fathers, to bless them and their children and their children's children. We're praying and ask the Lord to bless them.
Amen. Well, if nobody else, you have the end of the program. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God tonight for that awesome word, because it was Him and not me. He gave that to me because I didn't have anything to give the people. But God knows how to feed His people. He knows who needs what they need. He said He knows what we need before we ask. So He brought the word tonight. He brought it. And I give God the glory for a guilty conscience and a merciful God. Because whatever is on a person's conscience, I don't care how long ago it's been, God can cleanse it. He can cleanse that thing in the name of Jesus. He can do it. We just go before Him. Amen? We go before the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for the word, Father. We just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do in our lives, in our children and children's lives, dear Lord God. Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. We can't praise you enough, Father. Father, we pray right now, dear Lord God, for the government, Father, the president, and all the hosts of these presidential candidates. Father, we pray for them, Father. You know who you want, Father. You know who you want, and Father, we're in agreement with you. Whatever your will is, Father, we're in agreement. And Father, we thank you right now for watching over these cities, over the nation, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, Father. Whatever your will is, Father, we're in agreement with your word, Father. We pray and ask that you continue to lead and guide us, dear Lord God, to the places and the things and the people you want us around and to do the things that you want us to do, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for leading and guiding us and protecting us, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. And whatever your will is for this nation, the cities, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what I say? I love you. And nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless you all, too. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody can see this testimony.